And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the mighty 1090. We're here, Corey and I, hanging out with Ty Ponder from Rapala. And just, man, such a great show. Cool info and such cool fishing. It's got me so fired up. It's funny, during the break, Ty and I were saying, like, Ty heard that report from Andrew and saying, man, I really want to go tuna fishing. And I've been listening to you and Corey and Ty talking. I really want to go bass fishing, man.
Right?
He's got me pumped up for calicos. And boy, we hope you're pumped up too, man. Having a great show. Lots of great info with Ty, a fantastic representative of Rapala and a great fishing guy. And, man, we want to hear from you this morning.
And we're giving away a full-day trip on to San Diego. We'd love for you to join us and have a chance to win that. Two ways to do it. 858-457-1090. We do have one line open there. Other than that, the line's been packed. 877-792-1090 is the other line. When somebody hangs up off that, we'll take your call.
It's been a really busy morning, Ty, a very popular guy. So much great questions, and I think it's time to just jump right back into it. Let's get into the questions and the fun and see who's up next, Corey.
I think we need to do it. We'll talk to Tom. Tom's calling from Temecula. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Tom.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Morning, Ty.
Morning.
Ty, I've got quite a collection of Rapalas, and I've caught pretty much everything on them. I have pretty much used them primarily as trolling lures, and the CD18s have always been a standby for me for fishing for yellowtail and even sand bass and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I also have some smaller Rapalas that, you know, are like the 2 to 3 inch guys there, and they have the metal bills. And I always thought, you know, big bait, big fish, and I have caught some pretty big sand bass on CD18s. What's going to be the best application for those smaller Rapalas? And are they, you know, can I cast those as well as troll them?
Well, I've heard of some big bass. I haven't personally fished trolling lures for calicos, but I've heard of some giants being caught on trolling lures. They have the same Rapala action no matter what size you fish. And actually, every Rapala, before it goes to market, is tested in a tank. That's hard to imagine.
Especially when you're talking about 100,000 lures a day.
Yeah, that number baffles me. Every time I read it, I have to go back and go, is that right, you know?
Possible.
But, yeah, it's all about that action. And Rapala was the first to discover, like, a dying fish action, Lori Rapala, you know, back in 1936. And something that represented a dying or a wounded bait fish was going to catch more fish and bigger fish than something that just swam straight all the time, like, you know, a natural action. And so, any size you can be versatile, if that answers your question.
Okay, and are all these lures made in Finland now?
Most of them. 90% are made near Helsinki, Finland. You're absolutely right. There are more factories, but that's the large factory there where they make them. And if you're ever interested in how they make Rapala lures, there's a video that's, I think it's about 12 or 15 minutes, called How It's Made. And yeah, it's a really cool video that can show you how they can mass produce lures, yet everyone has its own personality. So, that How It's Made video gives you a pretty good look at, you know, inside look at how they make them.
That's cool. Thanks a lot for the call, Tom. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Let's jump back into it. We're going to talk to John. John's calling from Mira Mesa. Good morning. Welcome to the Stock Hookup, John.
Hey, John.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, good morning, you guys. So, like, this morning there's a small tide sway, like something like 2 feet. And I was wondering, do you even bother fishing the bay if you're targeting spotties or whatnot?
Absolutely.
Do you even bother with – go ahead.
Well, no, to answer your question, absolutely. I'll go if there's, I'm just going fishing. I mean, if it's a 7 foot tide swing, I'm going. If it's a 2 foot tide swing, I'm going. But, you know, like I said before, if you have a 4 or 5 foot tidal exchange is your premium time. If you have a 7 foot tidal exchange, fish can tend to hunker down, or a small tide exchange, that, you know, the bite may not be as good, but it, you know what? I've fished every condition and worn it out. Just absolutely had great fishing. Corey, don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a rule of thumb.
What I'd like to add to it, John, is if you take that 2 foot of movement and use it to your advantage and fish areas toward the mouth of the harbor, figure out like San Diego Bay, you can fish toward the mouth of the harbor there and actually have pretty good current. Okay, you're not going to have that great a current behind the bridge because there's not that much movement. But so utilize the tide for different areas to increase your productivity. So if you have a 7 foot movement, which is a complete opposite, go to the back of the bay because you're
up front.
Yes, you're going to have like 2 foot of movement. You follow me? So you can kind of jostle around and use some of the different areas to your advantage.
Use the tide book
absolutely.
As a guide on you know, as a guide to the map.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now let's talk maybe a little bit more about tide and flow, especially having you two guys in here. Spotty fishing is one of those unique things that if you're wanting to, I mean, obviously produce fish for yourself, but if you're wanting to take a kid fishing or something like that, a tide book can literally be a guide to how good of a day you could be having. You know, you can go through that tide book and find condition that are going to be more, you know, that are going to be more beneficial or tend to be better fishing just based on tidal flow. Is that fair to say?
It's very fair to say, and it's so easy to take a kid fishing in the bay and just drag along an MC swim bait and just drag it along, or if he can learn to cast and just reel it in slowly and catch spotties. And if you use the tide chart as a guide, that's a great way to do it. Just maximize your chances.
Now, how would one go about that? What are tides that you two guys feel are conducive or good tides? Like how does one get a tide book and then translate into picking better days for fishing?
Well, you can get a tide book either at a fishing shop or a surf shop, but that's kind of old school now. All we got to do is look on the internet, just
sure.
Get an app.
Got it on your phone.
Yeah, a tide app. And you can figure out the tides. And I don't personally follow moon phases, but I do follow tides, to your point.
Which are affected by...
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the you're just maximizing your chances. And it's just like talk about that a little bit with calico bass. When Corey mentioned we're talking about currents again, the wind, you know, used to be like when I was younger, the wind would come up, I'd be, I don't want to fish in the wind. It's a hassle. I would go in. You can fish in the, when that wind comes up, it can be instantaneous to turn on that bite. So these little things that you look for, when it gets windy, start fishing.
Even on the bay, because, you know, San Diego Bay, Mission Bay, Newport, all the other harbors up and down can have pretty clean water. But if you add, the condition of wind and you add ripple, and it's just like surface iron fishing, in flat, calm conditions, is a little more difficult.
Well,
you find
it better when there's texture on the water.
You follow
me?
Yeah. There you go.
Totally.
There it is.
You bet.
Yeah, and so, you know, John, the other cool thing about it, too, is our bays here. San Diego Bay, in particular, is 8 miles deep and holds such an astounding amount of different varieties, everything from the shortfin corvina, some call them orange mouth, halibut, bonefish. So many different fish,
yeah, yeah.
The mackerel, the bonito, all these barracuda, all these things that you could go catch in the harbor and have fun with a youngster or somebody new to fishing like Ty's describing. And, John, you could have a good time doing it.
Sounds good, man.
John,
all right, thank you.
Appreciate the phone call, buddy, very much. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Let's jump back into it, and we're going to talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling from Lima Grove. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning. Just a call, got off a 10-day on the Shogun with Captain Renee.
Hey,
I wanted to call in a little report.
Yeah. Hey, Renee is a good guy, isn't he?
Spectacular human being. Love the dude.
Yeah, no doubt.
We went on down to the loop, picked wave for a few days, picked up a little over 100 yellowfin. Took a rookie with me first time, 170-pounder by Jeremy Bates.
Oh, no
lemon
way.
Girl.
Crazy.
170.
Oh, yeah. First fish. First big one, and he fought it to the end. It was a great fight for him.
Wow, what a fish.
Yeah. Then we ended up going to the beach and picked up some really nice yellowtail and finished off the trip up in Clemente for like 50 bluefin yesterday.
Jeez, what a trip you guys had. That's awesome, Bruce.
Yeah, it sure was, Ricky. We had really good fishing down at the loop considering there wasn't any current whatsoever.
Okay, yeah, that makes it tough.
Yeah, it does. It makes it hard to get those baits to swim out. But all in all, I just wanted to call, give the report to you guys as usual, and just thank the Shogun crew and Captain Renee for a wonderful trip.
Yeah, those guys are awesome, great boat. No doubt. Wow, what an awesome trip, man. Congratulations, Bruce. I can't believe your buddy had a fish. It was 170 at Guadalupe. 170 from an island that's only a couple hundred miles away from home.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Awesome, Bruce. Well, congratulations, man. Sounds like it was a good one.
It was, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone
call. What a great one. Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Sam. Sam's calling from Irvine. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Sam.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Ty, good information. I had a question. You guys went through a lot of Rapala baits at the beginning of the show here, but if you were fishing, like, from Dana Point to Oceanside, which baits in particular would you throw into the kelp lines there and the colors?
Well, calico bass fishing, I will. My standard go-to is the X-Rat 14 size. That's the largest size in the standard model. That will catch small fish. It'll catch big fish, and it will catch fish. I mean, I think, you know, sometimes these hard baits are underutilized. At least give it a try. You know, one of the first things you want to do is search the water column, and you can search the water column great with MC swim baits. And take a 5-inch Viejo, you know, try it first low and slow, try it in the suspended water column, try it on the upper water column and see where the fish are. And if they're on the hard baits, that X-Rat 14, I've caught fish as small as the bait, I'll tell you, you always remember your favorite bites. My favorite bite ever was on an X-Rat 14. I caught a 4-pounder on it, and I could see a load of huge fish below it. And I let my spool go, and I let another fish take it, and I caught a 9-pound calico and a 4-pound calico on an X-Rat 14 on the same. I'm not kidding at all.
A 4-pounder on one of the two hooks, front and back hook.
And
you
a 9-pounder.
The ball below it, just kick the thing into free spool. He swims into the ball of fish, and another one eats the bait out of his mouth.
That's it. And I caught both of those fish. So, yeah, that was my favorite bite, and that's the power of the X-Rat 14,
awesome.
I guess. After that, you know, the long cast I talked about with the inline hook system, that single hook allows you to go through the kelp. And a lot of times we have to make long casts. We have to reach the beach over rocks, into rocks, you know, whatever we're fishing. So the long cast, every day is different. But those are my two standards to answer your question.
And if I could add something too, Sam, some of the guys are using CD style, so like countdown 12 or 15, 18, whatever, and that depth where you can you can throw on a little bit heavier line. I mean, they're made for like 8-pound, 10-pound, right? But you can take that the countdown 12 or down 2, DT, excuse me, it's a DT series. The DD 12, and it's only going to go down about 8 foot if you're throwing on 50-pound Spectra.
And that's more of like your traditional bigger build,
it is
crankbait style. Yep.
Yes, and so it'll dig, and you want to, you know, throw it down the lanes and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But some of the guys are using that stuff too, Sam.
And same for spotties as well. The traditional crankbaits for spotties that you can dig it down in the rocks and in the mud. You know, same thing.
You said, Ty, that you have a general color selection. Is you just try to have a couple of bait fishes and a couple of brights and a couple of darks, or not that it probably needs to be a specific, I like this particular one, but what are those, you know, color styles that you like?
Well, I can give you specifics.
Yeah,
my very favorite is called the gold color.
Okay.
It's just gold. And, also a mangrove minnow, which is a green. That's actually a new color they came out with last year. And you can get all these lures in. I couldn't even start to name all the colors that you can get them in. But, you know, I'm fairly simple on colors. If you're fishing clear water, a more natural color that looks like a bait fish. If you're fishing dirtier water looking for a reaction strike, I can go for the wildest color you could possibly find looking for that reaction strike. So that's just the basics, and that's the same whether I'm fishing an MC swim bait or anything, I go with fairly simple color patterns. Would you agree, Corey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're hitting on the head. And with the Rapala stuff, there's some really cool, like in a DT down two, you can get some of the orange craw and some of that cool kind of killer sartreuse-y kind of, you know, off-the-wall colors that will draw a reaction bite all on its own.
All that cool Salto stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah, right?
That's what
I was trying to keep that under my hat.
Sam, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Great job.
Oh, that's some good stuff, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Let's jump back into it, and we're going to talk to Doug. Doug's calling from Montebello. Thank you for joining the show this morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, I was wondering on those Rapalas, you guys ever thought about using like a spreader bar and instead of the back of the little hoochies or whatever it is, have troll four Rapalas right behind it?
Like an umbrella or a Alabama type rig, you mean?
Yeah, I think so, maybe something like that.
You ever see the Bama rig happening on a full of Rapalas?
I have to say I haven't. Although I'm sure somebody's trying it today. Everybody's tried everything, but that would be something you'd have to invent. I say maybe you could market it.
And I guess it would be a great, kind of an attractor. If you didn't have a hook on the Rapala or whatever in front, you'd be a great attractor for the rig behind it,
yeah,
right, Doug?
Who knows, man. Doug, you're going to have to go get a handful of Rapalas and wire them up, buddy. Make it happen. Report back.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll wait for that one. In the meantime, the Catch Report today is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets a standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy to hook your bait and put the fish on the deck. Get the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook at your favorite tackle store. I think you carry them at Fisherman's, don't you?
We definitely, yeah, definitely. And, you know, again, we've been talking about it. Tackle Day is coming up November 3rd, a great time to buy them. I know, I think buy two, get one free, I believe. Don't quote me on that. Doug will know for sure when he's on a couple weeks. But a really good time to buy some Gamakatsus. In the meantime, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen is standing by with our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey. Hey, we're out here on the 50 miles off the beach down here off of Cabo.
We're barely getting you there, Dave. Unfortunately, hopefully, maybe we can be able to get a little better shot there, a little better cell service. Not able to quite get you there for sure. So hopefully, we can get a little reconnect and get Dave rolling again and get a little better service.
And I think until then, we should jump into the lines.
I think it's a great call. I know he's down in Cabo right now, so I'm really anxious to hear that report. So hopefully, we'll get a little better cell signal. Who do we got up next, Corey?
Let's talk to Don. Don's calling from San Diego. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Don.
Morning, Don.
Good morning. Yeah, I have a surf fishing question. Where do the corbina go in the winter? And if you know, could you target them?
You know, that's interesting, Don. You're going back to my bait boat days. I did it for 12 years, Don. And the theory of corbina is they migrate up and down the coast. And, you know, you can actually catch them down in Baja. You know, we fished them at like Abriojos and stuff like that in the wintertime and done very well. But what a lot of people don't realize is they'll actually retreat off the beach, retreat out at 2 feet of water, and we've caught them in the bait net out in 60, 90 foot of water.
No way.
Seriously.
You're kidding me.
Not kidding you at all. You wouldn't think of it, but they're out there chasing the anchovy and small sardine, and they're actually bait fish eaters. They'll eat anchovy, and we'll, you know, we get more of that from Gundy, but they'll eat bait fish and anchovy as much as they will a sand crab or shrimp or crustacean.
I would have never thought you're catching corbinas in 90 feet of water.
I'm telling you,
that
it's the craziest
cool
thing
That's
ever.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of a, you know, a lot of people think they migrate up and down, and I'm sure they do to a large degree, Don, but to know that you can catch them in 60 to 90 foot of water would probably blow a surf fisherman's mind, right?
Yeah, that's cool. You better get a real long cast on. Appreciate the phone call, buddy, very much.
All right, let's jump back in here. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling from Dana Point. Welcome to the show this morning, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, you guys. Rapala, I've first time I heard of it was in the 80s. And I said, let's go down to the breakwall, the Redondo, and the Bonita come through, and you use this little split tail. Hey, man, that thing just nailed them. I still have them, but the hooks are rusty. But I see they still sell that, don't they? And then I've used that thing all the way to threshold fishing. I got a Magnum 26 with single hook. Now, how many world records do you guys have? Do you even know?
I can't quote the exact. I could actually look it up real quick, but I know that there's more world records caught on Rapala lures than anything else.
It might even be anything combined. I mean, I remember at one point it was just some staggering statistic.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the answer is, if they made it before, they make it now. The original lure was called, it's called the original floater that they came out with. And
my absolute, growing up as a kid, favorite lure fishing El Dorado Park was the floating. And we'd take a bonito fishing, just like Chuck's mentioning, off Alamitos and, you know, fishing in the harbor and fishing Seal Beach and Belmont Pier, was a floating Rapala, exactly.
Yeah, and that's the original that Larry Rapala came up with. He actually made it out of one report says tree bark, another says cork, but then he just fashioned that, whittling it out, and covered it with candy bar wrapper.
No kidding.
Yeah, and that original floater's still out today, and if they keep making them. They keep making them.
And that original jointed lure, was that the sliver? Is that what that was?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't remember sliver.
I just remember the first jointed one from forever ago.
Isn't that crazy?
That's really cool. And it's just cool to know that they haven't forgot their roots. You can still buy that same original floater from however many years ago today, right now.
Yeah, and I love that you're saving them. Save them. I mean, those are lures you obviously caught fish on. And upgrade the hardware on them, and they obviously swim well, so hang on to them.
Good to go.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Hey, that's nothing but good times. We've had a good time in studio with Ty, and you want to give us a call, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We're giving away a full day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. We're going to be right back with more fish reports, more exciting stuff on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the great savings on pen reels, including the Fathom Series and the redesigned International. These pen reels are ideal for long-range anglers. At Tackle Day, come meet over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Penn. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffles, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Having a great time, Rick.
Yeah, we're talking tackle days in here during the break. You know, one of the fun things that we do at that Tackle Days event is the surface iron casting contest, and we were all talking about it. And it's a half like puff your chest out with your buddy, and that was my favorite part about it last year. So we have a dock at Fisherman's Landing there, and we do a surface iron casting contest. We have four or five of the same outfits. They're Terramar rods, Tranks 500s. We take a 7X, we cut the hook off of it, we wrap it in a little shrink wrap, so hopefully if it does bang on something, it's not too bad. And it's just, you know, cast. We have this lane all metered out. We use a laser range finder to find the distance of the cast. And anyways, like, the most fun of that thing last year was watching the two buddies rib each other. You know, they each had a couple of beers and like, all right, I guarantee you I can cast farther than you can. And it was the one guy would try too hard and get a backlash, and his buddy would cast farther. It was
sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, totally.
For sure.
Good.
Always busy in the booth. I don't ever get to see that.
It's definitely one of the best things for sure. And it's if I remember correctly, I think we did. I think it was totally free. I think how we did it last year was totally free, and you could step up, and if you made the longest cast, you won a brand new Tranks 500. You won a $500 reel for nothing. But if you knew that you flubbed your cast and you knew that you could do better, you could go again, but you had to make a $5 donation to Friends of Rallo.
Oh,
and I think that we'll do the same thing again this year. It's 100% free. You don't need to do anything. You just need to come, step up, make your cast, see how far you can cast, measure up against your buddies. You might win a $500 reel, and if you knew that you had to take a second shot at your bud, you made a $5 donation to Friends Raw. And Norm, who won it last year, I know, made a cast, which was a good cast, but knew he had more in the tank. Spent his $5 to Friends Arallo, took a second cast, and had the winner of the whole thing, and got himself a $500 reel.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's a fun time. Well, Corey, the phones are packed. Everybody's
they
excited.
Are, I know. We're all foamed up talking about Tackle Days,
yeah,
November
let's
3rd. Let's talk to Ed. Ed's calling from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being patient this morning.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. Hey, my question really is for Corey. He's seldom on, so I thought, since he's here, I might have a chance to ask him something. Well, anyway, I went up to Oregon, up around Tillamook Bay, and I went some bottom fishing on that, and they have like a black bass that you can catch. But my question is, they had, it looked like, a piece of plastic like your fish traps, Corey, but the color on it was, a chartreuse color with tiger stripes. And I've been trying to find that because that worked really well up there, and I was wondering if you could maybe have a special, that you could make something like that?
Yeah, that'd be cool, Ed, for sure. You know, it's really neat, the black bass up there, and blue rockfish, too, you know, like in our northern coast here. But Tillamook and Oregon right there is beautiful, and their black bass are like our kind of calicos, really. Yeah. They get in shallow, and they get lathered up on the surface. They can actually chum them, like blue rockfish. They're called blue bass, too, and you could fish 40 foot of water and chum them up like a bass and have them blown up on the surface.
They love eating a 5-inch MC swim bait and leadhead. Yeah, I know when we go to Kingfisher up in southeast Alaska every year, Dad and I, that's like our favorite thing is we always save part of our day for going and fishing black rockfish or black bass, you know, and it's calico bass fishing.
Yeah,
and
so
just,
cool.
It's, you know, it's doubles, and like you say, you get those things fired up, they want
to
bite.
No, that's a neat way to do it for sure. And, you know, it's a great color to put together, and I'll definitely try to do something like that for sure, Ed. Thank you. And,
all right, good, great.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Norman. Norman's calling from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning.
Norman. Hey,
Norman. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Norman. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking out hard baits. If you look at the hard baits out there, there's lots of them out there, and some of them have rattles in them, and the eyes the painted eyes are all different. I was wondering if you had an opinion on if rattles are effective and when to use them, and also any thoughts about eye color, size and shape, if that makes a difference.
Great questions.
Yeah.
Your first question on the eyes, I love eyes on any kind of lure. You know, calico bass, especially bigger calico bass, tend to target the head of a bait. You'll find that sometimes they're sucking it in from the back, but the bigger ones, more aggressive, and the eyes give them a good target to target the front of the bait. And what was the second question again, please?
About rattles.
Yeah, rattles. Rattles it depends on the day to begin with, but rattles, when I think about using rattles, are in darker water where, you know, you want to attract something to the bait. Clear days, I mean, hard baits are often, you know, good in clear water. If you're fishing in dirty water or at night, which hard baits work at night as well, the rattles can be very effective, something, you know, that it helps target the lure.
Have you ever tried eyeless bait?
Well, swim baits come without eyes, except for then you put a jig hook on them, you know, then they have eyes, same as I'm talking about. Same application applies. I think the eyes give them, and in fact, if you're fishing one of Corey's 7 or 9 inch swim baits, and I fish it with a VMC jig head, like a boxer head that's only probably less than 2 inches long, you'll find that the fish target those eyeballs again. So even on that 7 or 9 inch swim bait, they'll target the front of the bait and give them a really good target to hit. So, yeah, I like eyeballs a lot.
Good call. Hey, appreciate it, Norman, very much. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Corey, with that, we got to find out what's cooking out there. We got the man standing by. Yanni from Fisherman's Belly is on the line this morning. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen, Corey, everybody, all the fishermen out there. Hey, listen, I do not have a recipe today, but I've got something fairly important. At the beginning of the month, I was invited to the Oceanside Senior Citizens Angling Club for a presentation.
Yeah.
And I talked about safe food handling when it comes to fresh fish. And more specifically, I talked about bacteria and parasites. And both of those can be big problems for us fishermen if we don't know what we're doing and we don't have safe practices, starting from the boat, the minute the deckhand gets your fish and starts bleeding it, all the way to transporting it home, and then continuing to have safe practices in our kitchen. And I really think this is a real important topic, because the last thing we fishermen want to do is to poison our friends and our family and ourselves by not understanding and knowing how to handle bacteria and parasites.
Certainly a great call, Yanni. And, you know, like you said, it may not be a recipe, but I know you've still on Fisherman's Belly gone through, made a great video explaining all safe practices, how you keep it, how you prepare it, all the steps involved for making sure you're treating it right.
Yeah, it's really an important topic, and there's a lot of misunderstandings out there, and the people at the Oceanside Club had lots of questions, and that's what really inspired me to make this video.
Awesome. Well, great job. If somebody wants to find your latest and greatest video on all the safe practices of fish, how do we do it, Yanni?
Fisherman'sBelly.com. That video is up there right now, and I also want to make a small announcement. I finally got some merchandise on the internet.
All
you
right.
know, I've been hounded a long time. You know, T-shirts and mugs and people have been asking about it, and we finally put together a listing. There's a merchandise page. It's right on the website. All you have to do is click and check out what we have.
That's awesome, Yanni. And again, all of that can be found, all the videos, all your great recipes from over the years at fishermansbelly.com.
Thank you. Absolutely. You guys, thanks so much, and have a great day today. And I love today's topic about calico bass.
It's our favorite, buddy. Appreciate it, Yanni. Thanks a lot for the great recipes and great information about fish handling.
Thank you so much. Right. See you guys in a couple of weeks.
You got it, buddy. And speaking in a couple of weeks, again, want to remind you, next Saturday, we got a great live broadcast coming from Kona Kai. We're going to be right on the lawn above the brand-new Paloma Bar at the beautiful Kona Kai Marina Resort and the resort and marina. Again, free breakfast, free mimosas, Bloody Marys are all available, too. You can win some great prizes like Maui Jim sunglasses, room nights at the Kona Kai Resort, spa treatments, and a lot more. Be sure to join us. Again, Kona Kai Resort is at the end of Shelter Island in San Diego for a fun two-hour live remote broadcast. When you enter the resort, we'll be just past the fountain Saturday, October 20th. That's next weekend from 7 to 9 a.m. Come join in the fun, the free breakfast, the prizes, and a lot more. Phones are packed. Corey, let's jump back into them.
Let's do it, Rick. And doing so, let's talk to Paul. Paul's calling from Bellflower. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Hello, guys. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Good morning. Hey, I really like trolling those deep diving Rapalos, and I really like trolling cedar plugs. Do you make a deep diving Rapala that looks like a cedar plug?
Not really. There's a cedar plug is a cedar plug. You got to give a cedar plug credit. But no, the Rapala doesn't make anything that looks like a cedar plug. It's kind of in a world of its own, I think. It always has been for many years.
Yeah. Do you remember, I know they don't make it any longer, and it was just like a special thing. It was a long time ago, because when I first started working for the tackle shop, they made the special edition. It was back in CDs days, well before X-Rap days. They made they called it the Rapala Nude, and it was just an all wood. It was a finished bait with no paint job on it. It was just wood.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was more for fun. It was a play off of the cedar plug, you know, being the wooden color. But it was all wood grain CD Rapala. Still had the chrome bill, still had the hooks, but it was just a total wood grain bait with no paint job.
I don't remember it, but what that does allow you to do is take an airbrush out and
go,
do what you
sure.
want to do with it. Yeah.
It was a special edition thing. And
yeah,
I'm sure it was way more for fun than anything. But I remember that was when I first started working at the shop, you know, 20-some years ago. But it was a cool one, just more fun than anything else. But it was pretty cool. They called it the nude color.
Sure.
All wood grain.
Yeah.
So out of respect, you guys don't make one.
Hey man, sometimes you just can't beat a cedar plug.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, right,
appreciate the phone call very much this morning. We got Steve Mode on the line, a little CCA information for us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, anglers. Yeah, thanks a lot for taking me on at late notice there, Ricky. We have our annual CCA banquet for the San Diego chapter coming up in November 10th. That'll be the week right after Tackle Days. Just want to let everybody know that we have a tremendous amount of raffle prizes. I've got a team coming over today. We're going to be reconciling. Well, we've got well over $10,000 worth of stuff to reconcile just today.
Wow.
So it's a great opportunity to go to the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute, have an opportunity to tour the facility where the brood stock is actually processed and the science takes place. We're going to have great food catered by SeaWorld Hospitality and live music. We'll have vendors there with a variety of different opportunities for people to talk one-on-one with some of our great sponsors. And we'd like everybody to go to our website, ccacalifornia.org, and go to our website link to Eventbrite. You can purchase tickets for $50 a piece. That $50 includes your admission to the show and also a one-year membership in CCA.
Good call, Steve. I've been to several events at Hubs there, man. They really put on a great show. Great food, very well entertained. Obviously, you guys have a mega raffle. Going to be an event not to miss. So, again, not this Saturday, but the following, November the 10th, right at Hubs SeaWorld in Mission Bay.
That's correct. And our theme this year is sustainability through partnering. And that's because it's such a clean fit between CCA and our reason to be and the Hubs SeaWorld research people and their reason to be. We are working with them on a variety of different projects, and it's a great opportunity for people to join CCA, help out Hubs, help out our fishing community, and have a great time at the same time.
Great call, Steve. One more time, give us the website if we want to buy tickets to get some more information.
CCACalifornia.org, the whole word California, and we have a link to Eventbrite to get into the event.
Great job, buddy.
We look forward to it.
Appreciate that. We'll see you in a couple weeks at Hubs.
May the fish be with you.
Thanks, Steve.
That's nothing but good times. Let's jump into it, Rick. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling from Long Beach. Good morning, Chuck.
Go ahead,
good morning,
Chuck.
Guys. How's everybody doing?
Great. Good morning.
Great. Hey, I have a question. If what Gundy was talking about as far as changing out hooks, do you guys recommend keeping the original treble style, or do you recommend going to a single hook? And if so, what kind would you use?
Well, if you're asking me, typically a treble hook. You got three hooks there. If you're just talking about hook and fish, the treble hook is great. The inline single hook type system, if you're dragging through some kelp, through some grass, may be able to help you out. And one little side benefit to it is it doesn't put as much trauma on the fish, and it's a little easier to unhook as well. But it doesn't, you know, a treble hook can sure enough get tangled up and take 10 minutes to get out and wiggle it out and all that with a pair of pliers. Single hook, you don't have to do that. But I would say single hooks mostly, just for if you're either interested in that aspect, being easy on the fish, or reeling through some kelp.
And what I like, Ty, about the single hooks, and for this too, Chuck, is the single hook replacement is going to be about double, 2.5 times maybe, the gap that the treble hook gap would be. So it's, I mean, you hook them on a much larger gap, you're huge success.
Often have a bigger barb too, you know, which is going to
all of it.
All those things in favor of making that fish come on board.
Yeah, it's nothing but a bonus. Good call there, Chuck.
Yeah, good question. Who do we got next,
Gordon? All right, let's jump in. Let's talk to Tim. Tim's calling from Mission Bay. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. I really appreciate it. It was years ago. Just a quick story and a quick question. I'll try to make it quick. I came around Mission Bay, and as soon as you get out of Mission Bay, you go around the jetty to the right. It was a foggy morning. It was early in the morning. And I had a Mag 18. It was like the macro color one and a purple one. And I put them both out right away as soon as I got around, and a little 16-foot aluminum. Foggy morning, and I hooked this thing, and it was like I thought I hooked a chunk of kelp. And I get it up to the boat, and I hooked this calico, and one hook hooked him into the mouth, and the other hook hooked him in the tail. So he didn't fight. I brought him in like a burlap sack, and I had nothing to measure this thing with. And I have one of those green and white Igloo coolers, the old green and white ones.
Yeah.
And they have a measuring tape on the top. And I forget if it was either 24 or 27 inches. It was bigger than the cooler. And I swear to God, I never saw a bass this big in my life. I go, oh, my God. So I had nothing to – all I had was my girlfriend at the time was with me, and she goes, oh, my God. But I let it go. Of course, I let them all go.
Awesome.
But I never saw. I mean, I don't know how big something like that was, but I promise it was either 11, 12 pounder. I never saw it. Mag 18. It was the biggest bass I've ever seen in my life.
No, Tim, that's a good one. And on a Rapala, how do you beat it? And you know, just to add something to this too, the world record calico bass. Okay, the world record was caught a quarter mile outside of Newport Harbor.
No kidding.
From the jetty.
I didn't know that.
So how would you ever, you know, think that would happen? But what you're describing, Tim, is no, you know, it's no surprise.
And that fish, too, can vary so much in length and girth. You know what I mean? Like you can have a super long one that doesn't have the head and the gut and be a, you know, be an 8-pounder, or you can have a short one that's darn near square and be a double-digit fish.
Absolutely.
Know?
And Corey was talking about the world record there. The largest calico that I'm ever aware of was caught by Bill Hochstadt. It was 13 pounds and change on a jointed Rapala.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? And that was
awesome.
In Mexican waters.
Yeah.
The world record was 14.7, I believe, and it was caught on a live mackerel.
Yeah.
You know, the guys were coming back in from fishing offshore and decided to throw the boilers right outside the harbor.
That's
and
so rad.
Yellow.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the San Diego. More from Ty, more from Rapala when we return on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check AFTCO out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in
$10,000 dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment. Fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And Ty chose a random number, and up comes Sam from Irvine to win our full-day trip on the San Diego. Sam, you are going to be stoked.
No doubt. Fishing on that San Diego, not a better rig to fish for. I can't get over how fast this 2 hours went by, Ty. It was an awesome time having you on here. I mean, you are such a great representative of Rapala. You know the product so well, and they are one of your sponsors amongst many others. I know that you are a guy that represents a lot of companies, and this is why. I mean, you obviously do things so well, and I know a lot of great sponsors that you've been able to get to work with over the years.
Well, I appreciate that, and obviously it is my pleasure to represent Rapala and specifically work with them and their brands, including VMC and Suffix. And I work closely with Corey here on MC Swim Baits, and that's an honor as well. And Wide Open Throttle Marine Service in Carlsbad helps keep my boat in tip-top shape, and Pelagic, some awesome clothing. But I appreciate all of them, and you know, that help support me and believe in me. I appreciate that a lot.
Well, it's awesome. I'm really looking forward to, you know, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, for those people that didn't, you're doing a YouTube channel, kind of document all your trips and catches, great information. That's Calico Country. That's a spot where we can find you on YouTube. What else? How else do we find out the tournament series is coming up? I know you're very involved in the tournament bass fishing, and how do we find out all the great stuff from both what Rapala's got going on and then you yourself as well?
Sure. The tournament series is the saltwater bass series. I think they're going to be the only one around next year, and I really enjoy tournament fishing. I know it's not for everybody. It's, you know, it's a certain niche in fishing, and but I enjoy it quite a bit, and that'll start up again in January, and I believe there's 7 or 8 tournaments next year. And I'll be at all those, but I love it and appreciate it when people come up to me on the water and just say hi. I always want to know what they're catching. I might be getting skunked, and they may be able to help me out.
Well, you did a great job, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate you representing Rapala today and sharing so much killer info with us, Ty. We can't wait to have you back as long as you're game for it.
Always. Thank you for having me, man. I really enjoy it.
Thanks, buddy. Well, hey, we appreciate you listening today. What a great couple of shows. My buddy Corey here, we're hanging, having a great time, and we'll get the full wrap-up report next Saturday when Pete returns. We're going to be live again at the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island. We're going to be joined by Steve Pinard, Doc Master Adam. That's going to be a great show. And the next Sunday, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Hey, we appreciate you listening. Big thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for keeping us running so smooth. We will talk to you next Saturday and Sunday with Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.